Kelowna West MLA Ben Stewart called for support for the wine industry in the BC legislature on Monday. Stewart, who co-founded Quail's Gate Winery with his father in 1989, highlighted a recent report commissioned by Wine Growers British Columbia indicating a 54% crop loss, a $133 million decrease in total revenues, and potential job losses for 381 full-time equivalent workers as a result of recent freeze events. The BC wine industry serves as a beacon for tourism. It plays a pivotal role in driving revenue for local businesses. Today, I called for support for BC's wine industry, which is facing a dire situation after enduring two punishing winters with temperatures plummeting to minus 30 degrees Celsius. Their struggle demands our attention and united action, Stewart said. Miles Proden, president and CEO of Wine Growers British Columbia, told Castanet earlier this month a handful of Okanagan wineries have made the tough decision to close this year. Over the past several years, wineries have been hit by a multi-year pandemic, a heat dome in June 2021, an atmospheric river that shut down highways for weeks, wildfires, and back-to-back cold snaps, all impacting tourism numbers. The estimated cost to replant BC vines damaged by recent cold weather is as high as $317 million, something the industry is calling for help with. Stewart, a BC United MLA, announced in October he would not be seeking re-election.